You're listening to SBS News.
12-year-old Cyan Williams stutters and has done for years.
I would come home, I would cry my eyes out and pray to God to take away my voice completely. I hated the sound of my voice.
Over the years, her mother, Azaline, has wondered about the exact cause of her daughter's speech disorder.
I know she didn't experience any trauma, and it was interesting for me, you know, where does this stutter come from? I did think at that point maybe it might be down the family tree, but I was never sure.
A global study involving Australian experts is searching for the genes believed to cause stuttering. Professor Angela Morgan from the Murdoch Children's Research Institute says there's already evidence genetics plays a role.
At the moment, we know that of 70% of individuals who experience stuttering, they do have a family history of stuttering. We also know that there have been 4 single genes identified to be associated with stuttering.
Boys are up to 5 times more likely to be affected by stuttering than girls.
Stuttering actually occurs in around 1 in 10 children who are preschool age, but we know that around 80% of children actually recover, either with or without treatment, and the remainder then can go on to have a persistent stutter.
Chief Study Investigator Professor Melanie Barlow from the Walter and Eliza Hall Institute of Medical Research says better understanding of what causes the speech disorder could lead to improved treatments.
To get to better therapies, personalised treatment, you really need to know the genetic basis of this disorder. So therefore, we need to look for the genes.
Researchers want to recruit 3,000 Australians aged 7 years and over with a history of stuttering. To take part in the study, volunteers need to complete an online survey, record a sample of their speech, and supply a saliva sample for DNA analysis. So far, almost 600 people have signed up. The Australian Speakeasy Association supports people who stutter. The president of its branch in Victoria, Sophie Hatcher, welcomes the study.
I would like to see more people taking part in it because, if it can improve the quality of life of those who have a stutter, I think it would have done a great service.
Cyan Williams isn't looking for a magic pill. Her mother says they just want answers.
It's not really getting a cure for it. She's a unique individual, but I think for us as a family, it would be interesting to know, where it comes from.
Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.